Greetings from Camp Courageous. This is Charlie Becker, the director of Camp Courageous, giving you this week's update for the final week of September 2023, and it has been a busy one. Lots of campers here for the camp's huge back-to-school festival, along with an open house and breakfast coming up this weekend, so let's get right into it. For the new listeners, Camp Courageous is a year-round recreational, respite, and travel program for individuals with disabilities. It is run without government support, without formal sponsorship, and without anyone being paid to raise money for the camp. What this means is everything that is donated, whether it be time, materials, or money, goes directly to benefit the campers. Number one, one of the most important things today is we want to wish Merlin Halsey from Tipton, Iowa, a happy 100th birthday. Merlin has been a longtime board member here at Camp Courageous, extremely active in all kinds of organizations here in Eastern Iowa. There will be a reception for Merlin Saturday, noon to 2 p.m. at the First Congregational Church at 600 Mulberry Street in Tipton. His actual birthday is on the 21st. Happy birthday, Merlin Halsey. This past week at Camp Courageous has been dedicated to those campers needing the most care. We call it the Just For You Week, and it has been a great week. On Thursday, we had the huge Camp Courageous Back to School Festival. It is a free event for special education classes, teachers, aides throughout the area. All kinds of games, activities, prizes, great food, and so much more. A big thank you to all the volunteers that came out and helped us with the games. We had characters dressed up. The Monticello Police, Ambulance, and Fire Department were out here. Lots and lots of volunteers. So a big thank you to everybody who made that day just a super day. This coming Wednesday, we'll be giving a program to the Walcott American Legion. A big thank you to our friend Dick Newcomb from there in Walcott for making that possible. Then on Thursday, big thank you to Jerry Nichols from Bettendorf, who will be giving us the opportunity to give a program to the new Lions Club there in Bettendorf. And on Friday, we'll be over with the Elks Club for their fish fry, and they make an annual donation to Camp Courageous. A big thank you to Roy there for making that possible. This weekend, of course, is the huge pancake breakfast and open house on Sunday, September 24th. We'll start serving at 8 a.m. and go to noon in our camp's main lodge. We'll have a nice hot breakfast with pancake sausage, toast, coffee, juice, milk, and so much more. Adults are $10. Children 12 and under are $5. There'll be live entertainment in the Seal Barn, the East Side Big Band. They play a lot of big band music. They'll be playing starting at 9:30 on Sunday. We have tours of the camp, train rides, bouncy house, zip line. The new golf course will be going. And of course, this will be a first opportunity to pick up your fruitcakes. So please join us. And then at 12:30, right after the breakfast, we'll have the dedication of the new Bud and Georgia Johnson Accessible Miniature Golf Course. It will be held right there at the course, and once again, that's 12:30 on Sunday. The new miniature golf course is right next to our zip line, and the whole concept behind that was two people can ride the zip line at one time, and what are the rest of the campers going to do while they're waiting? And we thought, what a great opportunity to move a very small miniature golf course over to something new and beautiful. So we look forward to folks coming out, taking advantage of that course. Folks coming out that day will also see work being done on what we call a concession area. That'll be right next to the Bud and Georgia Johnson Accessible Miniature Golf Course and the zip line. And it's an area that will have restrooms and the availability to pick up your golf clubs and balls and things like that and go out and play. That was the project for 2023. The project for 2024 coming up now is going to be a gorgeous nature trail. The nature trail will take you over a mile into some of the densest forests in the area. It'll start right down in the area of the golf course and the zip line. At the very beginning of it and at the very end of it will be glowstones. And so there'll be something that'll be fascinating to see. The sun lights up these stones during the day and at night they light up. We'll be dedicating that new nature trail at our omelet breakfast the last Sunday in April in 2024. If you have the opportunity to come out for our pancake breakfast on Sunday, you'll have the opportunity to see the 2013 Fiat 500. This beautiful red car is flashy, and you can buy a raffle ticket. The raffle tickets are only $25. You can buy a raffle ticket and win the car. You can also help us sell raffle tickets. Whoever sells the most tickets will win a $250 gift card from Fairway, and also the organization that sells the most tickets We'll also win a $250 gift card from Fairway. So we appreciate any help that we can have helping us sell raffle tickets for the 2013 Fiat 500, a very sporty little car. Of course, our Manchester Garage Sale, the largest fundraiser Camp Courageous has, continues to go year-round now. It's located at 1121 East Main Street in Manchester. They're open Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. and on Saturdays from 9 a.m. to noon. They now take cash or credit cards, run 100% by volunteers. These are some of the most dedicated, wonderful people you ever want to meet. A big thank you to all those people that bring things to the garage sale to be sold and all those people that come to the garage sale to buy items. If you are part of an organization or group that would like Camp Courageous to give a program about the camp, Camp Courageous will do that at any day of the week, at any hour. Also, if you'd like to come and visit the camp, please let us know ahead of time. You can come and visit anytime. We'd love to show you around this beautiful facility that, once again, is run entirely on donations. The need of the week this week is paper towel. It seems like every department here at Camp Courageous, we're almost completely out of paper towel. You can either go to Amazon on Camp's wish list, or you can pick it up at your local grocery store and bring it out anytime. So a big thank you to all those folks that can help us with that. Memorials this past week where individuals have asked that their memorials go to Camp Courageous include Galen Witzel from Cedar Falls, Beverly Rankin from Strawberry Point, Dean Rattas from Center Point, Robert McLaren from Fairfield. A big thank you to all those families. Our sincere sympathy goes out to each one of those. Camp Courageous hopes you have a safe and wonderful weekend. Hopefully you can come out and visit us for our open house on Sunday from 8 to noon. Stay healthy. We are sincerely grateful to you for listening. Thank you.